Mesechtes Saita, Daf Mem Gimel, the last line of Daf Mem Beis Mem Beis, and a Mishnah that began on Mem Beis Mem Aleph, the Mishnah stated that the Meshuach Melchama would give instructions to those soldiers who were about to go out to fight their enemies. And the end of the Mishnah taught us that Heim Boyim bin Itzchayin Shal Basa Vadam, the Atam Boyim bin Itzchayin Shal Makim, as the Plishtim and Amoin who placed their faith in a Basa Vadam, they ended up having their downfall. However, Klal Yisrael should only place their faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they will win. And as the last line of the Mishnah stated, Va'atam Iatam Kain, however, you Klal Yisrael, not like the Goyim, as Ki Hashem Alekechem Ahilchi Mochem Li Lachem Lachem Im Ayavechem Lo Yishia Eschem. And the Mishnah ended off, Zem Machna Aron, this is referring to the Aron that went together with Klal Yisrael into battle. And our Gemara begins, V'chol Kach Lomo, and as Rashi says, that the Gemara is asking two questions. Number one, why did he say this to them? U'mai Yavtocha Azu Shavtichem Ki Hashem Alekechem Ahilich V'lo Yoma Ki Hashem Alekechem Imochem. Why did the Meshul Mochem say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going with you, and he didn't say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with you? U'mai Yalich Azu De Mashmo Hilich Mamish, and it's Mashmo HaKadosh Baruch was actually going with Klal Yisrael. And the Gemara explains, Mipnei Shashem v'chol kinuiv menachem Aron, because as we know that the Aron as well as the Luchais went together with Klal Yisrael into Muhammad, therefore it's as if HaKadosh Baruch was together with Klal Yisrael when they were traveling to war and they were waging war, as the name of HaKadosh Baruch referring to the Shem Abaya, as well as kinuiv of the name of Hashem referring to Kael and Elkim, were written on the Luchais, and they were traveling together with Klal Yisrael when they went to war. We continue Adaf Mem Gemon Lauf v'chinu Eimeh, and the Pasuk in Parshas Matos regarding the Melchama that Klal Yisrael fought against Midian states, Vayishlach Oisem Moshe Elof Lamata Latzava, Oisem Les Pinchas Ben Elazar Kohen Latzava, Uchlei HaKodesh V'chatzitz HaTshuva B'yodai. And the Gemara explains, Oisem Ilu Sanhedrin, Oisem is referring to the Sanhedrin, Pinchas Zem Meshuch Melchama, this refers to the Meshuch Melchama, Uchlei HaKodesh, and when it says Uchlei HaKodesh went to war, Zeh Oren V'luchai Shabai, this is referring to the Oren as well as the Luchais, V'chatzitz HaTshuva, Ilu HaShayfers, these are the Shayfers that they blew when they went to war. And clearly we see that the Aron went to war together with Klal Yisrael. And the Gemara continues, Tanu, we learned to the Braisa, Loi l'chinam holoch Pinchas l'melchama, that it was not for naught that Pinchas went to l'melchama, al-paradin avi-imai, but it was to take retribution for his grandfather, who was the father of his mother, referring to Yosef, who was sold by the Midianim to Mitzrayim. Shenem v'midianim machu Yisrael Mitzrayim. That is why, specifically, Pinchas was the one who was the Meshuach l'melchama when Klal Yisrael went to fight the Midianim. And the Gemara is, l'meimer the Pinchas mi-Yosef asi, are you telling me that Pinchas was a descendant of Yosef, but the pasuk in Parshas Ve'ira states, "Ve'alozer ben Aaron laka kloyim b'reis pitiya loy leisha v'atel loyis Pinchas ele rashi avay salvin l'mishpachesam." So we see that Pinchas was a son of Elazar, and Elazar married someone that was a daughter of Putiel. And the Gemara has a havmina, "My love, the asim Yisrael shapita magalim la'vedis kechavim." The lechayr, when the pasuk calls the woman that he married b'neis Putiel, it must be referring to a daughter of Yisrael, as Yisrael fattened cares for avaydizara. And the Gemara answers, "Loy mi Yosef." That actually, when it says that she was Mibnais Putiel, it's referring to a daughter of Yosef. And Yosef is called Putiel, Shepitbet B'Yitzray. And as Rashi says, Zilzel V'Kavish Yosef Leichashavai. And Yosef was able to be Mizalzel and denigrate, and he was able to wage war and overcome the Yetzirah to be Mizana with Eishes Potiphar. And the Gemara is, how can you tell me that Yosef is the one that's referred to as Putiel because he was Mefatbet B'Yitzray, V'Haloi Shvatim Mevazin Yosef? But the Shvatim actually were denigrating Pinchas, and they said to him, Ben Puti Zeh, that look at this person who's the son of a Puti, Ben Shapitam Avi Imoy, Agolam Avidis Kechavim, and you yourself have a history of Avedi Zara in your family, as your grandfather was someone that fattened calves for Avedi Zara, Yarg Nasim Yisrael, and what gives you the right to kill someone that's Miyuchas in Klal Yisrael, and that's not from Gerim? How do you have the right to go and kill Zimri Ben Saloy, who was in the Sea Besav Lashemoini? And based on this Chazal, it's clear that when the Torah states that he came from Bnei Putiel, Pinchas was a descendant of Yisrael. Shapita Magalam Lavedis Kechavim. And the Gemara answers, Ela Iavu de Ima Mi Yosef, Ima de Ima Mi Yisrael. If his maternal grandfather was from Shevet Yosef, then his maternal grandmother was from Yisrael. And if his maternal grandmother was from Yosef, then his maternal grandfather was from Yisrael. And in the Chinami, the Loshim B'leis Putiel has two meanings. It has a meaning that he came from Yosef, who was Pitbe B'Yisrael, and it also has a meaning that he came from Yisrael, who was Pita Magalam Lavedis Kechavim. And the Gemara brings a raya that it's correct in its understanding, as they Chinami, I bring a raya, the Chsiv, as the Pasuk says, Mibunois Putiel, Trey Mashmar, and it's Mashmar that there were two reasons why we call this Shema Minor, and it's a good raya. And as Rashi says, Trey Puti, Midloik Siv Putal, since it doesn't say Putal and it says Putiel, therefore we learn both drushes out of it, and we learn that he was actually a child and a descendant of Yosef, and he was also a descendant of Yisrael. And the Ben Yoyada explains that we learned this from the fact that it says Mibunois Putiel, and it's Mashmar that Elazar married two daughters of Putiel, meaning he married a woman who was a descendant of Yisrael, and also the same woman who is a descendant of Yosef, and since she had Yichus from Tutzdadim, therefore the Torah specifically uses a Lashon Rabbim of Benais. The reason why Pinchas went to fight against Midian was because Midian sold Yosef to Mitzrayim, and the reason why Klai Yisrael had a taina that Pinchas shouldn't have been the one that killed Zimri was because he came from Yisrael, who was Pitim Agolim Lavedis Gechavim, and the response to that is that the Torah was Miaches Pinchas and said that Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKoyin, that you should know Pinchas is not from Yisrael, he comes from Aaron HaKoyin, who's Roy Du Shalim, and therefore he is the proper person to be able to be a proper Kanoi. And we continue with the new Mishnah, and the prior Mishnah we saw that the Kohen that's Meshuv Melchama will get up in front of the troops and he will announce to them, Al Yerach Levavchem, Al Tiru, Val Techbezu, Val Tartu Mepleim, Ki Hashem Alekechem, Ha'il Lechim Lachem, Li Lachem Lechem Mevechem, Lehishia Eschem. And since our Mishnah will discuss Psukim Hei through Ches, therefore let's read that inside. And the Pasuk states, V'dibra Shaitim Ela Om Leima, Miha Isha Shebona Bayis Chadash, V'leicha Nachai, Yelich V'yashav Lebesai, Penyam Mispal Mechama, V'ish Acha Yachnechenu, V'miha Isha Shenota Kerem, V'leichilai, Yelich V'yashav Lebesai, Penyam Mispal Mechama, V'ish Acha Yichalenu, V'miha Isha Sheiris Isha, V'leilu Kacha, Yelich V'yashav Lebesai, Penyam Mispal Mechama, V'ish Acha Yichalenu. And finally, V'yosva Shaitim L'dabel Om, V'amru, and they will say, Miha Isha Yari V'racha Leva, V'yelich V'yashav Lebesai, V'leim Masas Levav Echav Kelevavai. And our Mishnah now begins and discusses Pasuk Hei that states, V'dibra Shaitim Ela Om Leima, that the officers will speak to the nation saying, Miisha Shabana Bayis Chadash, who is a person who built a new house for Leicha Nachai, and he didn't have a chance to be Mechanachit, as Rashi states in Chumash, Leidarbay and Chinuch Lashon Haskala, that the Lashon Chinuch is the Lashon to start living there, Yelech V'yashu L'Beisai, so he should go back home. And the Mishnah teaches us that certainly this applies to someone that built a regular home, but the Mishnah continues, Echad Abayin Beis HaTeben, Beis HaBaka, Beis HaEitzim, Beis HaEitzreis, that this then applies to someone that builds a storehouse for straw, or if he's built a barn, or if he built a woodshed, or if he built a storehouse for his oil, for his wine, and for his flour. And the Mishnah continues, Echad Abayin Ve'echad Alekech, it doesn't make a difference if he built a house, or if he bought a new house, Ve'echad Yayish, or if he yashin a house, Ve'echad Shenasalei B'matana, or if someone gave him this house, B'matana, but since he received a new house, and he was not yet Mechanachit, the din is that he would not go to the army. And similarly, the Mishnah teaches us a similar din, B'degeya Pasuk Vav, that Pasuk states, U'mi'ish Hashenot HaKarim V'leichulay, certainly if someone created a vineyard, and he was not yet Mechalit, as Rashi says, B'shnas Harvias L'Nityasai, which of course happens in the fourth year after he went and he planted it, Shechilus Aperis B'mayis Kederach Maisus Sheni, that of course when a person plants a tree, the first 3 years he can't eat any of the pears as it's considered Allah, and the fourth year it's considered Neter Vai, and he has to bring the pears to Yerushalayim, and if he doesn't want to travel with the pears, he could go and transfer the Kedusha from the pears onto the money and take the money to Yerushalayim and use the money in Yerushalayim. And if this person who planted a vineyard did not yet have the opportunity to bring the pears to Yerushalayim and eat from the pears, he is also exempt from the army, even though the Pasuk only discusses a vineyard. However, the Mishnah tells us, Echad Anter Kerem, it doesn't make a difference if he planted a vineyard, Vechad Anter Chamishi Eloni Michael, or if he planted five fruit trees, Vafilu Mechamisha Minin, and even if those five fruit trees are from different Minin, they're still Mimitsarif, and it's considered like you have a field of trees, and therefore, if you planted those and you still did not go to Yerushalayim and eat the Neter Vai, you would not go to the war. And before we continue, the Mishnah will discuss two different types of grafting, and Rashi on Mem Gimel Beis states, Mavrich is Shekhaifaz Meira Oiha Yichob Arts, and Mavrich refers to when a person takes a branch that's attached to a tree and he bends it into the earth, he brings the top of that branch out of the earth and he makes sure that it actually takes root, and once it takes root, he cuts it off of its parent tree. That is considered one type of grafting. And the second type of grafting is called makiv, which is the lashon of rechiv, which means that one branch is riding atop another. So you take an old branch and you make a hole in it, and then you take another new branch and you put it inside that branch. And this is described as taking a male branch and putting it inside the female branch. And this way you rejuvenate the older branches and you make it stronger. And even though it's also midraisa to take two branches or two different types of minim and place them together, there would be an issa of klayim. However, if there would be two of the same branches, and the reason why you're taking one branch and putting it together with the other is in order to make the older branch into a stronger branch, that of course is mutter. And as Rashi states on Amam Beis, V'Yisrael mutter l'hak m'shnei lanei shezeh peresiv gasin v'zeh peresiv dakin d'havim min echad zeh b'zeh, as long as they're coming from the same species and you let it go and be makiv one with the other. And with this background, the Mishnah continues and discusses the exemption from the army for a person that planted a kerem or any other type of fruit trees. As the Mishnah continues, echad anteh, it doesn't make difference if you actually planted new trees, ve'echad ha'mavrich ve'echad ha'makiv, or if someone grafted these trees, ve'echad lekech, or someone bought trees, ve'echad ha'yerish, or someone inherited trees, ve'echad shenayis l'matana, and it doesn't make a difference if the person received these trees as matana. Of course, when he inherited these trees, or when he received them as a matana, they were less than 4 years old, and they didn't have yet the chance to go and bring them to Yerushalayim and eat from the fruits. Mishnah continues with the third exemption, which is found in Pasuk Zayin, u'mir isha she'iris isha, and who is a man who had irisin with a woman. And the Mishnah states, echad ma'aris as habsula, that this exemption applies to someone that had irisin with a psula, ve'echad ma'aris as almana, and even if he had irisin with almana, and afilu shemeres yavim, and even if this woman was already married to his brother, and his brother died, and now she forced him to yibum, that is also a reason to pater him, as he still didn't do yibum, ve'afilu shama shemes achad b'machama, and even if they heard that his brother died during a war, and therefore they're not sure, and they're not certain that his brother actually died, still say that l'maisa, we have to be choshish that maybe this woman is shemeres yavam, and therefore he has a chiv of yibam, and the din of mi isha she'iris isha v'lo l'kacha would still apply, and therefore chayzo b'aloi, he would now leave, and he would not have to go to war. And the Mishnah continues, kal elu shemin divrei koyim archa mechama, so all these people will listen to the instructions of the koyin, who is the meshuach b'chama, the chayzo misafka mayim mazin misaka sedrachim, and even though they're exempt from going to war, however they're still not exempt, and they have to be involved in the war efforts, and they are still inscripted into the army, and they're going to have to help provide water and food. They also have to fix the roads for the war efforts. And the Mishnah continues, Ve'ilu she'inu chayzun, and these are the people that would not be exempt from war. If someone builds a guardhouse, or he builds some sort of a porch, or another open type of structure, which are not considered houses, even if a person planted fruit trees, but he only planted 4 fruit trees, or the chamishi lani sarik, even if he planted 5 trees, but the 5 trees they planted were not fruit-bearing trees, and Rashi explains, for example, like a cedar tree or a sycamore tree, and a machzikus shosai, or if a person gets married but he remarries his original grusha, and therefore she's not an isha chadasha, or almana l'kohen gadol, or grusha v'chalutza l'kohen hedit, where the irisin happened be'issa, and Rashi says that since the pasuk says v'loy l'kacha and doesn't say v'loy l'kach, so therefore we mayit any time that the l'kuchen is be'issa, and even though the kedushin would be chal. And similarly, the Mishnah continues, mamzeres n'asilin yisrael or bas yisrael l'mamzul l'sin l'yechayzer. In all these cases, it would not exempt him from going to the army. In these cases, they would have to go and fight in the war. And the Mefarshim discussed that l'chayr, according to Rambam, how does the Mishnah state that Almanah Kohen Gadol and Grusha v'chalutza l'Kohen Hedit would go to war if the standard din is that every Kohen Gadol and every Kohen Hedit do not have to go and fight battles, ayin sham. The Mishnah continues, Rabbi Huda states, afa b'ayin b'ayis ha'machayinai l'yechayzer, that even if someone rebuilds his house on its original foundations, he would not go back and he would have to go to war. And Rashi says, ha'machayinai, sasru b'ano b'midu v'shayinai in l'yechayzer, that if he destroys it and he rebuilds it in the same measurements as the original building, he would not go back. It's not even considered to him that it's new. And this is different, and it's worse than a case where he bought a bias, or he was yerush a bias, which he didn't have previously. And the Mishnah continues, Rabbi Lezer states, that even if someone that builds a house out of bricks that they made out of the dirt of sharon would not go back from the Muhammad. And as Rashi says, and you can't make very good quality bricks out of its dirt, and any building that you'll build using these bricks will not stand. And a house that's made out of these bricks will have to be rebuilt twice every 7 years, and therefore it's not considered a davar chashuv, and therefore you would not be exempt from the war if you just built such a house. The Mishnah continues, that although we said the previous exemptions, that even though they're exempt from going and fighting in the war, however they have to be involved in the war effort, and they would still have to bring mayim and mazin, and they would have to fix the drachim. However, in the following scenarios, not only would they be exempt from the actual war efforts, but they would actually be exempt from actually going to the border. They would not have to be involved in the war efforts at all. And the Mishnah continues, if a person built a house and he actually lived in it, but he didn't live there for a year, not the karam v'chulay, or if he planted a karam and he started eating from the fruits, but he wasn't able to complete the full year, or if he already married his arusa, or or if he already did bia and he did yibum to his yivimtai, and therefore at this point they're married less than a year, shenema, and we learned this out from the pasuk that states naka yil abeisu shana achas, that he will be completely free in order to be by his house for 1 year. And we learn out lebeisai zebeisai, when the pasuk says lebeisai, that's referring to the fact that if he built a house and he's living there but he didn't live there yet for a year, that he would be completely exempt. Year zekama, year refers to his vineyard, and when the pasuk states besimachas ishtai zu ishtai, this refers to a person who married his arusa and he's not yet married a year. here, Asher Lokach Lahavis Yavimtoi, and when it says that he got married to her, that's including his Shemeres Yavim, and until he's actually married to her for a full year, he would not have to go to war, and he would not have to support the war effort either, as the Mishnah ends, Ima speaking Mayim Umazim, Ve'im Misakten Sedrachim. Before we continue with the Gemara, let's just point out that the Mefarshim discuss, even though in the first Mishnah, the Mishnah stated Mefarsh that Meshuch Mechama B'shashim Medaber Om, it has to be B'lashin HaKadosh. However, they question if these three psukim that the Shaita says would have to be B'lashin HaKadosh as well, Ayin Sham. In addition, the Mefarshim discuss if these exemptions are actually Rishus, but if the person wants to go to war, he can still go to war, or are these exemptions an actual Chiyav, and they are not allowed to go to war, Ayin Sham. And finally, even though the Mishnah stated, V'dibra HaShaitim, and it brought a pasuk that stated that the officer would be saying these words, and they would be saying, Mi'ish HaShabonim Ba'ez Chadosh, etc. However, as we will see in the Gemara, the Kohen, who is the Meshuch Bechama, will actually say these words first, and then the Shaitrim repeat these words of the Kohenim, and they acted like an Amira, or like a Maturgman, they acted as the announcers, and they almost acted as a microphone for the Kohen, who is the Meshuch Bechama. Before we begin the Gemara, let's just point out that there are actually three different categories of statements that are made in the Torah. The first is certainly made by the Meshuch Bechama, as the Torah says, V'hayu k'kav v'chama v'chama, v'niga shakoyim v'diba la'am, and they'll say, Atam krim ayon l'mechama al-yivechem, al-yerich l'vavchem, etc. And the second category is where the Torah states that the officer would speak to the nation, and the Torah states, V'dibra shaytman al-am, and they said, Mi'a isha shabonim ba'yis chadash, and mi'a isha shenotar karim, or mi'a isha she'iris isha, as we just saw in the Mishnah. And finally, in Pasach Ches, the Pasach gives us a third category, as B'yas v'ashaytman al-dab al-am, and then the officers continue to speak to the nation, V'amru, and they say, Mi'a isha yari v'rach levav, yelich v'yashav l'besai, v'liyimas is l'vav echav k'lavavai. They announce that anyone that is scared and they're fearful of the war, then they should go back home, as we want to make sure they don't have any psychological influence on the rest of the army, and this way it won't scare the rest of their brothers, and the other brothers will be able to go to war and be strong in war. Keep this in mind as we start our Gemara, Tanur Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, V'dibra Shaitrim, that the Pasuk states that the Shaitrim spoke, Yachol Dvarim Shalatzman, you would think that these are the words of the Shaitrim themselves. However, Kshu Oimeh, since Pasuk Ches states, V'yosva Shaitrim Daber La'am, so Harei Dvarim Shalatzman Amah, so those are the words of the Shaitrim himself, Hamani Mekayim V'dibra Shaitrim. So what does it mean in Pasuk Hey when it states that the Shaitrim will speak, V'dibra Meshuch Mechama Kos Medaber, is telling us that Meshuch Mechama would actually say these words, and he would actually announce that anyone that was Bona by his Chadash, or was not the Karim, or was Iris Isha, should not go to war. The officer just acted as his mouthpiece and made sure that everyone heard the words of the Kohen that was the Meshuch Mechama and his statement. And the Gemara explains, HaKetzad Kohen Medaber, the Kohen made the actual statement, V'shoyte Meshmiya, and the Shaita would announce it to the rest of the soldiers and to the rest of the nation. Rashi explains, V'yosfor Mashma She'davazeh HaMesifim Mishlehem, that's Mashma, that it's only these words that they're actually adding on, which are their own words, but anything prior to those words are things that were stated by the Kohen that was the Meshuch Mechama. And as Rashi, in the next Rashi states, Harei Dvarim Shel Atzman Omar She'davazeh L'vadeh HaMesifim Al-Shel Kohen, that it's only this pasuk that the Shaita said by himself, and they added on to the words of the Kohen. And Rashi explains, because prior to this, the Torah didn't say V'yasva Shaita, and therefore we see that prior to this were the words of the Kohen, and only at this point was the Shaita saying his own words. The Gemara will now bring three different prices, and based on the three prices, we will see that there's actually three categories, as we explained in the Akdamah to the Gemara. Tani Chada, we learned to the Braisa, Kohen Medaba V'Shaita Mashmiya, that the Kohen was the one who said his own words, and the Shaita announced it, V'Tani Idach, and then we learned in another Braisa, Kohen Medaba, that the Kohen was the Meshuch Mechama, he said his words, V'Kohen Mashmiya, and then another Kohen announced it to the Am, V'Tani Idach, and we have a third Braisa that states, Shaita Medaba, that the officer said his own words, V'Shaita Mashmiya, and then another Shaita announced his words. And there seemingly is a stereo between all these three Braises, and Amar Abaya, Abaya explains, HaKetzad, how do we explain the Braises, Mi'v'nigash v'ad v'dibroi Kohen Medaba v'Kohen Mashmiya, from Pasuk Gimel, where the Torah states right before him, V'nigash HaKohen V'dibra La'am, and till the point of V'dibra HaShaitim, which is the beginning of Pasuk Hay, and of course this means the words in Pasuk Gimel and Pasuk Dalet, those are the words that the Meshuch Mechama had to say, and he had to say this B'lashon HaKodesh, and the exact words that it says in the Torah, and then you had another Kohen that announced it to all the people that were waiting to go to the army, then Mi'v'dibru ad v'yosfu Kohen Medaba v'Shaita Mashmiya, and Pasuk Hay Vav and Zayin, which speaks about Mi'isha Shabonim Ba'yis Chadash, and Mi'isha Shenotar Karim, and Mi'isha She'iris Isha, those were stated by the Kohen, and then the Shaita acted as the announcer, and he made sure that everyone that was about to go to the army would hear him. And finally, there was a third category, Mi'v'yosfu V'ilach, and from the point of the beginning of Pasuk Ches that states V'yosfu HaShaitrim L'dab El'am, and he says, V'amru Mi'isha Yari V'rach Levav Yelach V'yosfu L'beisai V'l That was stated by the Shaita, and it was repeated by another officer in order to make sure that everyone heard what the Shaita stated. The Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, Mi Isha Shabana Bayis Chadash, and the Gemara begins with the Braisa that will explain our Mishnah. Tanan Bana, we learned in the Braisa, Ashabana, the Pasuk says that he built a house, Ainli Al Ashabana. You may think that this only applies to someone that built his own house. Lokach, if he bought a home, or Vyirish, or he inherited a home, or Vinitlin, but Matana, or if it was given to him Matana, Minayin, that how do you know that this didn't apply? And the Braisa teaches us, Tam Loima Mi Ish, that since the Torah could have stated Mi Ashabana Bayis Chadash, and instead it added an extra word of Ha'ish, so therefore we learn out that it's not only relevant to someone that built his own home, but as long as you have your own new home, the din is that you're exempt from the army. And the Gemara and the Braisa continues, the Pasuk states, Asher Bona Bayis, they built a home, Ein Lo Bayis, you may think that this only applies to a home, Minayin Rabbis, Beis HaTavon, Beis HaBakor, Beis HaEtzim, and Beis HaEtzim, as we mentioned in Mishnah, Tam Loima Asher Bona Mikol Mokim. And Rashi explains that since the Torah could have said, Mi Ish Asher Bayis Bona, that he built a home, and it would have said Bayis first, then we would realize that it's Dafka talking about a home, and instead it said Asher Bona Bayis, so therefore we learn out, as if it said Asher Bona, that he built anything, and even if it's not Mamish a home, the din is that he's exempt from the army. Bryce continues, and once again continues to explain the Mishnah, as Yochshan Imar Ba'afa Beinu Beishach Sadru Ma'apesas, now that we're saying that even if you didn't build a home, that's still included in the Lashon Asher Bona, so maybe that also includes a Beishach Sadru Ma'apesas, even though that's not a place where a person lives, Tamalei Me'bayis, therefore the Pasuk says the word Bayis, in order to teach us that the house has to be a house that's Roy for Dira. As Rashi says, L'mu'ute Beishach Sadru Ma'apesas, Shehem Asun L'drisa Regal, V'loi Ru'in L'odu Behem, as the Gemara states, Ma'bayis HaRoy L'dira, just like a house is something which is Roy L'dira, Afkal, also anything that you want to include has to be something that's Roy L'dira, and even though in Chinami it's not normal to live in a Beis HaTeben, a Beis HaBaku, Beis HaEtzim, a Beis HaEtzim, but it's something that's Roy for Dira, Beishas HaTchak, Ma'she'en King, the other items that we spoke about, which is Beishach Sadru Ma'apesas, is not something that someone would live in, even Beishas HaTchak. Bryce continues and brings a shita that we did not yet see. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov in Ma Bayis K'mashmai. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds that the only time they have a din that you're going to be exempt from the war is if you build an actual house, as the Torah says, Bayis, and we learn that it has to be Mamish house, and it can't even be a Beis HaTavon, Beis HaBakor, Beis HaEtzim, or Beis HaEtzim. And the Gemara continues that since the Pasuk says, Mi Ish Asher Bona Bayis Chadash, V'loi Chanochai, since the Torah could have said, Loi Chanoch, and it states, V'loi Chanochai, so therefore we learn out, Prat L'Gazlan, and as Rashi explains, Mim Leik Siv Chanoch, Havim Yuto, Chanoch L'Zev, V'loi L'Acha, Prat L'Gazl Bayis, this comes to exclude that if someone stole a home, that would not be grounds to exempt him from the army. And Mefarshim questioned that L'Chir, we have a din, the Kaka in Exelis, and some explained that we're talking about where someone stole from an Akam, or that he stole the materials and he built it into his home, even though he was claimed the materials based on Yish, based on Shin and Maisa, he would still have to go to war. Before we continue, the Mishnah on the Memdal and Manal brings down the Shita Rabbi Yosi Livli that states that when the Shaita states, Hayari Varacha Levav, that refers to Hamasyari Min Haver Shabiyadai, someone that's scared based on the Averis that he has and that he did. Therefore, Agamar is, Lemud Lek Rabbi Yosi Livli, let us say that this Braisa that needed a special Limud to teach us Prat L'Gazlan, that if someone stole a home, that he would still have to go to war, is not like Rabbi Yosi Livli. The Rabbi Yosi Livli, if it's going like Rabbi Yosi Livli, Ha'amar Varacha Levav, and since this person stole this home, therefore certainly he's not exempt from going to war based on the pasuk of Racha Levav. And why would the Braisa need a special lima to teach us Prat L'Gazlan? And we continue on Daf Mem Gimel Beis, and the Gemara explains I feel tamer Rabbi Yosi Livli. We could say that the Braisa is going like Rabbi Yosi Livli and could go into Avet Shuva V'Yav Dami. And we're talking about a scenario where the person that stole this house did Shuva and he paid the person for the value of the home, and therefore he's not considered someone that has an Aveir B'Yadai, even though he has a new home, he still would not be exempt from war. And the Gemara is, Ihachi, if it's true that he did tshuva and he already paid for it, have a little keach v'lahada, then l'chari is l'keach, and we said that someone that buys a home would be exempt from war. And the Gemara answers, kivin b'yikar, b'tayos gzela as l'yadei lai, that since this person l'maisa got this home based on a gzela, therefore he would not be exempt from going to war, and he would still have to go to war. The Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, Ume isha shenata karam v'chulu, and the Gemara will go through a similar idea and a similar braisa. Tanur Abadim, we learned in the braisa, the pasuk says, Ume isha shenata, ainli alanata, you would think that he's only going someone that planted a karam, lokach v'yirish v'nitalei b'matana minayin, how do you know if he only bought a karam, or he inherited it, or he was given to matana, they would still be exempt from going to war. And the braisa states, Tamun loyma ume ish, that since the pasuk could have said, Ume ashenata, and instead it says, Ume isha shenata, so therefore we see that as long as he actually has a vineyard, and it's a brand new vineyard, he would be exempt from going to war, even though he was not the one who planted the vineyard. And the braisa continues that the pasuk says, Ashenata karam, that he planted a vineyard, ain't lel karam, you may think that it's only by a vineyard, minayin l'rabbis chamishi l'ani meichel, then you would even be exempt if you planted five fruit trees, vafilu mishar minin, and even if all five trees were of different minin and different variations of fruit trees, but they would be mitzdarif, and it would be considered like you have a field of trees, and therefore you'd be exempt from going to war, tamun loy me'asher nata, and as Rashi explained, that since it could have said, asher karim nata, that you planted a vineyard, and it would have been clear that we're talking about a vineyard, therefore, by the fact that it said, asher nata karim, we're able to learn that it's as if it said, asher nata, that as long as you planted any type of field of trees, and any type of orchard, you would still be exempt from going to war. The Gemara continues, now that we stated that it says, asher nata, yachol shenimar b'neteh abo yilonim, Michael, that you would think that this would even include if someone planted only four trees, which were fruit trees, or the chamishi yilonim sarik, or if you planted four trees that are not fruit-bearing trees, tamalei mekerem, that's why the pasuk still says the word kerem, teach us that the only time you're exempt is you've planted something like a vineyard, which number one are fruit-bearing, and number two, a kerem is only considered a vineyard once there are five different vines, and therefore you have to have at least five different types of fruit trees, and if you have less than that, or even if you planted five trees, but they were not fruit-bearing trees, you would not be exempt from going to war. And once again, the Brisa continues and brings a shita that we did not have on the Mishnah, and this is the same shita that we had on Amud Aleph, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Eber, Kerem Kemashmai, then when the Torah says Kerem, it's actually specifically telling us that it has to be that you had a vineyard, and if it's any other type of tree, you would not be potter from going to war. And the Brisa continues, Loi chila v'loi chiloi, the Pasuk states, U'mir isha shenota kerem v'loi chiloi, and it could have said v'loi chilo, and Rashi says, therefore, the Lashon chiloi is coming for a mi'at, l'zeh v'loi la'acher, and it's coming to mi'at something, and the Brisa teaches us, pratlim that this comes to be mayit, that if someone grafted any type of tree, then there would not be a pitur, and he would have to go serve in the army. And the Gemara is, v'anan t'nan, the l'chayur, this part of the b'raisa, is against our Mishnah, as our Mishnah stated, echad ha'teah v'echad ha'mavich v'echad ha'makiv, that a person would be exempt from going to war if they planted trees, or if they were mavich v'makiv. So Rab Zeir states in the name of Chista, l'kasha, it's not a steer between the b'raisa and the Mishnah, had kam bid ha'gavis issa, kam bid ha'gavis heta, the b'raisa when it states that if someone is mavrich u'makiv, he would not be exempt from going to army and he would still have to go and fight the war. That is talking about someone that actually was Ivan the Issa of Klayim when he did this grafting. And since he was Ivan the Issa of Klayim, so we don't give him a patur of being exempted from the army. And of course, the din of Klayim is when someone grafts min b'she'en minoy. And as Rashi explains, that now this Gemara is similar to the Gemara that we had in that Mem Gimel Medav, bin Negei house, and that we said that if someone actually stole a home, then he won't be exempt from going to the army. And the same thing applies over here, that if someone was Ivan Issa and he grafted something be Issa and he was Ivan Issa Klayim, he will also not be exempt from going to the army. However, in our Mishnah, when we said that Echad Enteh ve'Echad Amavich ve'Echad Amakiv are exempt from the army, referring to someone who actually grafted but he did it behetah and he did min b'minai, and as we explained from Rashi before, there is no Klayim involved over there since he planted a new tree v'loy chiloi, so he will be exempt from going to the army. And the Gemara now continues, Hayah Kavis Heta Hechidami. You just said that our Mishnah is talking about a case where someone grafted something beheta. What is that case, and in what case will you be exempt from going to the army? And the Gemara continues and explains this question even deeper. If you're going to say that the case was where someone grafted a young tree that did not yet have neter vay together with a young tree, then the reason why this person is exempt from going to war is not based on the fact that he just grafted a new tree, but it's because he has a new tree that he did not yet go and do neter vay with. And the Gemara continues, and if you're going to tell me that you grafted a new tree together with an older tree, and that older tree already had old pears, and you already did neter vay, and you already had the fruits of that tree, and you already ate them in Yushlayim, and potentially was even 5 or 6 years old, in this case, potentially, we could say that the chiddush will be that even though you took a new young tree, and you put it together with an old tree, even though this older tree already went through the cycle of orla and neter vay, and therefore, based on that old tree, you would have to go to war, but based on the fact we added a new branch onto this tree, so at this point, you don't have to go to war, and you'd be exempt from the war because the newer part of the tree did not yet go through a cycle of neter vay. Since this person did not yet have enough from this tree, so maybe he would be exempt from going to war. But the Gemara says that that's not true because of Amar Ravo taught us that if someone took a young branch and they grafted it together with an older branch, so the din is batal yulada b'zakena ve'im badin ola. We consider the younger branch to be batal in its parent branch that it went and grafted to, and the din would be that it would never be chayiv in ola, and therefore, in our case, how can we say that it would be potter from going to war if l'chayra there is no din of arla and there's no din of neter vay on these branches at all, and we don't look at it as a new tree at all? The Gemara continues and explains, Amar Rabbi Yemi, Rabbi Yemi explains, really our Mishnah is talking about a person that took a young branch of a tree and grafted it together with another young tree that did not yet pass its fourth year, and neter vay was not taken from it. And the case was where originally when you planted the original tree, he didn't plant the tree for actual food or for Paris, but he planted the tree in order for it to be a fence or for him to be able to take the wood and use for beams. And since he didn't do it for a food product, therefore the din of Arla and the din of Neter Avai does not apply to such a tree. The Tanan and the Perak Aleph Mishnah Aleph and Mesechtes Arla, the Mishnah states, Hanetel Isiag Lakaris, Potter Min Arla, that such a person is Potter from Arla and Potter from Neter Avai. Therefore, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that even though based on the original planting, this person was going to be Chayiv and was not going to be exempt from going to the army, the tree that he planted is not considered a fruit tree because he didn't plant it for its fruits and he only planted it to be for a fence or for beams. However, now that you grafted on a new branch onto it, and at that point you actually thought to yourself that you want this new branch to grow and have pears and you were going to use this for the pears, therefore this branch has a din of neter vay in the future, and we consider this as if he has a brand new tree, and since he did not yet eat from this tree, he's going to be potter from going to the army and he'll be exempt. And the Gemara continues and asks a question on the Teretz Rabbi Yemiya, why is it that we said before that if someone takes a young branch and he puts it and he grafts it onto an older branch, we don't take into account the younger branch at all and it's considered butl to the older tree, which is the parent and where the nutrients are coming from? And why is it that in the case of Rabbi Yemiya, where someone took a young branch and grafted onto a young tree, that it's not considered butl? And we don't say that the young upper branch that was grafted onto the young lower branch is considered butl to the parent as it's getting nutrients from that tree, and therefore, just like on the bottom branches, they're going to be potter from Ola and from Neter Vai because they were planted in order to use as a fence or for beams. So the upper branch, even though it's a brand new branch, should also be potter from Ola and potter from Neter Vai as it should be considered butl to the lower branches. The Gemara answers that there's the major nafkamina between the two cases, as in the case where you actually grafted a younger branch together with an older branch, even if you decide that you want the lower branches to be chayiv in Arla or to be chayiv in Neter Vay, of course it wouldn't be chayiv because they're older and they already passed their fourth year. However, in the case of Yilada B'Yilada, it's not going to be batal, and the reason is because over here, if you decide that instead of using the bottom branches for a fence or for beams, and you decide you will use it for payers, then the din is that the chayiv of Arla and the chayiv of Neter Vay would apply even to the bottom branches. And as the Gemara states, as even originally this Natiya was really right to be used for pears, as this is the standard type of tree that's planted for pears, and you just had specific intent they will not use it for pears and only for fence or for beams, and therefore you can't say that the upper branches that you had kabbana for and you actually said to yourself that you want to use it for pears, that they will be potter from Allah or from Neter Avai. And that's why, since this person grafted a younger branch onto a younger branch, the din is that he would be potter from going to the army and he would have an exemption. The Gemara is bothered that how do we know that even though originally a tree wasn't designated for Paris and was part from Arla and Neter Vai, but if you change its use, then it would now be chayiv to have the dinim of Arla as well as Neter Vai. Gemara explains, just like we find when you have a tree that grew by itself and no one had any intent that it should be used as a fruit tree, and the Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, if a fruit tree grew by itself, chayon ba'ola, that it's chayiv ba'ola. We see that even though at the beginning of a tree's growth, it was not designated as a fruit tree, that still would be chayiv in Ola as long as at some point it's used as a fruit tree. The Gemara continues and asks a question of Yemiya, that l'chayra, we were trying to find a case where there would be a chiddush on a Mishnah that when someone grafts a tree onto another tree, that they would be exempt from the army. And Rabbi Yemiya came up with a pshat that it was yilad to be yilada, and it was in a very specific case where the original planting of this tree was done with kavana to use it for a fence or to use it for beams. And l'chayra, it's a deichik to say that that's what the Mishnah is referring to. Therefore, the Gemara asks on Rabbi Yemiya, v'lukbo b'karam shel shnei shufim, I'll give you a better case where Reuven already planted a tree and his tree was still young and did not go through the cycle of Arla and Neter Vai, and therefore in a chinami, Reuven would be potter from going to the army. And then Shimon took a branch and he grafted it onto Reuven's tree, and that is also a young tree, and therefore the din is that Shimon is also going to be potter from going to the army. And as the Gemara explains, the high hoda adidei, the high hoda adidei, that Reuven goes back and he doesn't serve in the army based on his tree, and Shimon doesn't go to the army based based on history. And Amar Papa, Rav Papa explains, Zoyis Ameris, that from our Mishnah and from Rabbi Yirmiyahu's Teretz, we see that Karim Shel Shnei Shufim ain't Chayzul Arba Erchel HaMelchama, and even if two people own a vineyard b'shufis, they would not have a din that they would be exempt from going to army. And in the case that we just brought, where Reuven planted the lower branches, then Shimon grafted the upper branches onto Reuven's lower branches, that both Reuven and Shimon would have to go to the army and would not be exempt. And the Gemara continues and asks Rav Papa, the Lachayr, why should it be a difference between a Karim Shel Shnei Shufim that you say that both of them would have to go to the army, and why is this different than when you had five brothers and one of the brothers died in the Muhammad without children, and now the wife falls to all the other brothers, the Kulun Chayzin, that all the brothers would not have to go to war and they would all be exempt? And why is that different than a Karim Shel Shnei Shufim? And the Gemara answers, so since all of them may do Yibam to her, and she's Zakuk Yibam to all of the brothers, so as Rashi says, so maybe she'll actually do Yibam at some point to this brother, and therefore they're all going to be exempt. B'negei the din of being exempt because you planted a kerem, it has to be a kerem that's miyuchad loy, that's specifically owned by you. And in this case, you don't have any vines that both of them don't have a chelik in it, and since none of the vines belong to one of them, so therefore they will both not be exempt from going to the army, and they will both have to go to the army. Before we continue with the next teretz of the Gemara, let's just point out two dinim. First of all, the din of Arla and Netar Avayi only applies to fruit trees and it does not apply to vegetables. Number two, even though it is an Issa of Klayim, that only applies when someone takes a min b'sheinu min noi by an Elon. However, if someone takes an Elon and grafts it together with a vegetable, there would be no Issa deraisa of Klayim. And based on these dinim, the Gemara continues, Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak Amar, Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak explains, that in the Kanami, when the Braisa stated, v'loi chilloi prat l'mavr chilomakiv, that's talking about a case where someone grafted a min b'sheinu min noi, and since it was an Issa deraisa involved, and you were either on the Issa of Klayim, so the din is that this person would not be exempt from going to the army. And Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak explains that the reason why Mishnah said that when someone grafts one tree onto another, that he would be part of him going to the army, is discussing a very specific case of b'mavrich ilim b'yarek, where someone grafted a branch of a tree onto your yarek, v'haytanu, and it's going like the following tanya, the tanya is willing to the b'raisa, ha'mavrich ilim b'yarek, if someone grafts a branch of a tree onto a vegetable, Rav Shimon Gamliel matem, mishum Rav Yehuda ben Gamla ishkva akoi, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel said over the name of Rav Yehuda ben Gamla, who came from the city of Akoi, that it's mutter to do so, and the din of Klayim did not apply, as there is no issa of grafting a tree onto a vegetable, and Acham say that the issa of Klayim would still apply. And since our Mishnah is going like the Shita Rav Shimon Gamliel, and the issa of Klayim doesn't apply, so Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak explains that the chiddush of our Mishnah is that even though originally he only planted a vegetable, and solely based on planting a vegetable patch, certainly a person would not be exempt from going to war, as this person isn't including the exemption of Mir Ish Hashem Nota Kerem. However, since at this point you grafted a branch of a tree onto the vegetable, and since you have a brand new tree, therefore you will be exempt from going to war. The Torah of the Braisa that stated Blechiloi Pratlin Mavrich Lamakiv is not applicable over here because there was no Issa Klayim that was done with this branch, as even though it's Min B'Sheinu Minoi, however, Lamaisa, you grafted together an Elon and a vegetable, and Lafita Shita Rav Shimon Gamliel, there is no Issa of Klayim in such a scenario. The Gemara continues and brings the third teretz as to the stira between our Mishnah and the Braisa, where in the Mishnah we stated that if a person is Neteo, always Mavrich, always Makiv, that he would be exempt from going to war, and the Braisa we stated that the Pasuk says, Belechiloi, Prat L'Mavrich L'Makiv, and if someone was Makiv, they would not be exempt from going to war. And the Gemara continues, Ki Asra Avdimi, Amar Rabbi Yechon, when Avdimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he said the name of Rabbi Yechon, Hamani Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that the Braisa is going like the Shita Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Hasam Karim Kamashmai, and just like we saw in the Braisa, that we brought the Chiddush and the new Shita Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that taught us that the only time that someone would have an exemption from going to the army is if he actually planted a vineyard, but if he planted any other type of a fruit tree, he would not be exempt because he took the Pasuk literally, and the Pasuk says, Dafka by Negea Kerem, and therefore, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Hachinami over here also, since it says, Nota, that he planted Kemashmai in Neitea in, it has to be the Mamish planted, and Mavichu Makav Loi, but if he only grafted, then he would not be exempt from going to the army. This Teretz of the Gemara is a bit schwer, as the Gemara says that according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, he would actually take the word Nota Kemashmai, and he wouldn't learn to include Mavichu Makav, but the Braisa clearly stated that the way that we know that a person would not be exempt from going to the army if he actually was Mavrich Makiv is from the word V'lechiloi and L'chariot Tzarech Bia. Now that the Gemara just brought down Rav Dimi in the name of Rabbi Yechon, who said that the Braisa is going like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, so our Gemara will now continue and bring six other members where Rabbi Yechon sent a member in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and actually the first two will even be ki asur avdimi om Rabbi Yechon in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov as well. And the Gemara continues ki asur avdimi om Rabbi Yechon from Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. When Rabbi Yechon came from Eretz Yisrael, he said it over the name of Rabbi Yechon in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Yilada b'chusa b'tefach. You have a tree that's lower than a tefach and will always remain lower than a tefach, and it won't grow to a large size. Chayev is ba'ala kol shnei se'a the mischazik b'ashasa. Then for all of its lifetime, it'll be always chay ba'ala midrabanan, and you won't be able to eat his peiris, as l'maisa it looks like a 1 year old tree, and therefore people will think they're eating erlush like it in. And the Gemara qualifies this rule, v'hani midli shtayim k'neged shtayim v'achas yitzizanav. The only time that Rabbanan made this gzira was only when you have a small vineyard and you only had five vines together. And since you only had five vines together, so people won't realize that these vines actually grew very small and very short, and therefore they may come to think that a person's eating peiris be'issa, and they're eating peiris while they're still in the first 3 years of Allah. However, avakule kerem, but if you have a full large amount of vines in a vineyard, so kol isli, then people realize that this sada is a very specific sada, and it only produces very short vines, and therefore even if they'll see someone eating from the grapes of these vines, they won't think that the person was over under issa of Allah, as they already know that these vines grew very short, and therefore they really pierced the years of Allah and the years of Netar Ravai. And the Gemara continues with the second din in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, ki asra dimi om Rabbi Yechon mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that mess taifas abba amas l'kriyishma, that if there's a corpse lying around, then you can't say kriyishma within 4 ames of the mess. Yechsiv, as the pasuk says in Mishlei, loig l'rosh charevaso. If someone makes fun of a poor person, then it says if he's making fun of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's denigrating HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and as Rashi says, l'kriyishma she'asa l'kriyishma abba amasav mishum loig l'rosh she'zeh kriy, because you're reading kriyishma v'zeh inu yoch l'kriyish, and this person doesn't have the ability to read kriyishma and to do this mitzvah at this moment. And the first redeem that we brought from Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov was stated in the name of Dimi in the name of Rabbi Yechon, and now the Gemara will continue with 4 more that are stated in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak in the name of Rabbi Yechon in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. And the Gemara continues, Om Rabbi Yitzchak, Om Rabbi Yechon, Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Chagasa Takdela Bein Achen. If Reuven marries Rachel, and Rachel already had a daughter from a previous marriage, let's call her Dina, and Reuven also had a son from a previous marriage, let's call him Yosef. And of course, Yosef and Dina are not really related at all, as they're only step siblings. But Lemaisa, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov teaches us that since Dina grew up together with Yosef, Asurili Nosil Achin, so she would be asked to marry any of her stepbrothers, the Mischazah Be'achasayo, because people will think that they're marrying their sister. And this the Gemara states, V'loyi, that we don't pass like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, as Kala Islay Lemisay, as there's definitely going to be a call that this is the actual situation, and people will know that Dina and Yosef are not related, and they're really only step siblings. And the Gemara continues, that if someone has lecha shichu peya and they collect it in a field and they pile it up in a pile, so then it looks like this person actually owns this field and it's actually his tefuah huk b'lemaisa. And therefore, midrabanan, they said that even though generally lecha shichu peya is not chayv b'maisa, as we know that anything which was hefka is patur min ha'maisa. However, midrabanan said that we want you to take off maisa, as otherwise people will think that this tefuah really belongs to this ani and really he grew it in his own sada, and he's chayv b'maisa, and he didn't take off maisa, and he's eating from something that's not masukin. And once again, the Gemara qualifies this, and Amu'ula explains lo yamarna al b'sada. This din of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov was only stated if the ani takes lecha shichu peya and he piles up in the sada, and people will think that this is his tefuah av be'ir kala islam l'milsa. But if an ani takes a little bit of lecha shichu peya at a time, and he continues taking lecha shichu peya from different sadas, and he brings it into the city, and he piles it up in his chutzah, for example, and now there's a big pile of two in his chatzah, so then there's no din that he has to take off any maisa, as people will know that he only receives all these peiris and all of this tefuah from lecha shichu peya, and they know that lecha shichu peya is considered hefka and it's patur min ha'maisa. And the Gemara continues, and this Gemara will be based on a shita that holds that klai karam is only relevant when it gives certain types of zera, and it's not relevant to all zera. And the Gemara will discuss a case where you had certain vines that were growing next to certain zroim, where the issa deraisa of klayim v'karam doesn't apply, and it's only in Sidra Banan. And Va'omra Bitzak, Omra Bechim, Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Yolda, Pchusa Mitafach, if you have a young vine that's very short, and therefore it'll never grow larger than a tefach, in the Mekadesh HaSazorim, so Rabbi Banan did not make the Gzira of Klai HaKerem in this case. And if these short vines were planted next to these seeds, so then there would not be an Issa on the Zorim, because the Rabbi Banan did not make this Issa on something which was not so Choshev. However, Bahani Mili, Shtaim Kenega Shtaim, V'Achzei Tzizanov, this was only stated when the entire vineyard was a very small vineyard, which was the minimum size of a vineyard, which is when you have two vines next to two vines, one at the end in the center, which looks like a tail, as you can see in the first column of Rashi on Daf Mem Gimel Mit Aleph. However, Avakuli Kerem Makdish, one has a very large vineyard, which has many more vines than fine vines, then there didn't would be that since it's planted next to these Rayim, and even though the Issa Klayim is only Drabbanan, Drabbanan still doing the Zera, as it's still a Dava Choshev, and therefore they said it would become Asa, and you would not be able to eat these Rayim, as the Dinum of Klayakarim and Drabbanan would apply to these Rayim, and we will stop over here.